How many Team Mayfests have you done so far?
I think this is six or seven, I think.
So you're seasoned.
Yeah, yeah.
So cool. What kind of advice can you give us? I already drank a little too much last night, so I mean, like,
They got some, like, IV places that you can go to.
Go to the IV places.
Some hydration, you know. I think some, like, beer, water, you know, like a little pattern, you know.
Make sure you stay hydrated.
It sounds like a good idea in the beginning, and then you're starting to get into the night.
Yeah, yeah. I don't do it. I don't listen to my advice. Yeah. I just give it.
Right. So what's going on with you this weekend for CMA Fest? Where are you going to be playing all the fun stuff?
Well, we did the EP release fan club party last night at the Five Spot. That was our first time being able to do that in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years. So it was fun cool that it fell in a time where we were releasing new music, so we were able to kind of debut, you know, the new record, and me and the band played every song on the EP start to finish, and we were able to debut a duet I got coming out at the end of this month with Megan Patrick called Spirits and Demons. So
we love Megan Patrick.
Yeah, she's awesome. So last night was actually the first time we ever sang it together. So
really?
Yeah, it was cool.
That's awesome. And that place is so cool, Five Spot. Like, it's a really cool place. So.
Yeah, we wanted to, you know, we kind of wanted to break it down a little bit, and like I said, we weren't able to do a fan club party last few years. So, and I, you know, everybody just feels more comfortable in a dive bar anyway.
Absolutely.
So, agreed.
Know, get smoky and just...
Yeah.
Agreed.
I've never heard anybody say, oh, you know what I really love? I love those big bars that, like, everybody goes to.
Yeah, yeah. No one feels comfortable in those. Yeah,
dive bars. That's where it's at. That's where it's at.
What's your favorite dive bar?
That's tough because that's the ones we try to find when we're out on the road. Trying to think. There was
around
this place.
Here,
around here? Trying to think. What's a Five Spot's a good one where we did it at. Excuse me. What's another spot? Santa's Pub is always a good one
to go to.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, you just gotta it brings me back home. You know, the smoke and the trailer.
We love Batter's Box.
Batter's Box. Yeah. Someone else was telling me about that. Yes. Oh, my guitar player. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He hangs out there a lot.
The pizza.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Yeah, that's what he was saying. Yeah.
Brittany discovered that, and she, like, dreams about it, I swear.
I love
pizza.
That's so funny you said it, because he was saying it yesterday, and we were, like, giving him, you know, him crap.
It.
Because someone was talking about Red Door Pizza, the Red Door here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
was like,
we were there
you
last
know
night.
It's just frozen pizza, right?
It is.
But
turns out
in the environment,
really good.
The potato salad?
At Red Door.
Red Door is really good.
We were eating
Costco,
it last night.
Turns out.
It was pretty incredible.
Y'all had a time last night.
Yeah, we did have a time.
I've lived here for 10 years. I've never had potato salad.
I didn't even know they had a menu when we've been there like a million times.
That, yeah.
And one of my reps was like, we have to get the potato salad. I was like, am I drunk or did I hear you say potato salad?
I've never heard,
like,
anybody go, you know what you got to get at Red Door?
The potato salad.
I've never heard that anywhere, actually.
It has a spice to it.
Really?
Yeah.
It was actually really good.
Or get it at Costco, whatever you want to do. Yeah.
I love it. So you had your EP release party last night. Mm-hmm. New single soon to country radio?
Yeah. We've been releasing songs off the EP the last couple months. We've been dropping because we haven't had, you know, it's the first time we put new music out in a little bit. And so I think some people were like, is this a single? And then we'd come up with a is this a single?
Yeah.
But we just wanted to put new music out and do
get
videos for it and get a feel for it. And also just kind of feel where, you know, fans were kind of gravitating to, too. And so we'll have a single coming out soon.
Yay!
We're trying to pick it now. So
we love your music. So
thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're about to play Burning Questions.
Questions
are a little saucy.
I don't think you're ready.
I had a feeling we were going to do some saucy questions.
Yeah.
You already know.
We like to spice things up.
Let's see. What is your love language? I think time.
Time?
Quality
time.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean by that? Like, okay.
Like spending time with someone.
Quality time, I guess.
Yeah, because it's like, I guess for a musician, like, it's hard to carve out time to, like,
be with your tough person. We're, you know, we're always on the road, so, and time's the one thing you can't, that's the most valuable because you can't get it back, you
know,
so you spend your time is most important. So.
Yeah.
Good answer.
That is a good answer.
Wait, pick one more question, though. Yeah.
Let's see.
We got some time.
What's something non-sexual that turns you on? I grew up, I guess, kind of, I don't know. I think just an independent woman that knows what.
Yes.
That's a good answer.
That knows what she wants.
Yeah. I grew up with all sisters, so, and they're all badass women. So yes. I think, you know, growing up around that, I get, you know, my mom's the same way. My grandmother was the fire chief of the fire department back home. So
hell yeah.
What a baddie.
She had gauged ears.
Hell yeah.
My cousin gauged her ears at my dad's kitchen table on Thanksgiving. No,
oh
no
lie.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. That is amazing.
I was about to say, if you bring a girl home, she better be a baddie.
Yeah.
Yeah. A bad bee.
A bad bee.
I love it. I love it. Well, Michael, big fans.
Thank y'all so much.
Yeah. Can't wait for the new country radio single. And we're going to send you off with a shot glass for your troubles.
Oh, thank you.
It changes colors when you put...
Oh, perfect.
Right.
Fancy. So people will know.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.